Blog Talk Radio.
Between the Ropes Radio. Let's take this between the ropes. The best podcast up here, letting you know. Tyron Ashbury here to take it over. Let the man speak as he hear. The break is over. We in the culture for all the news and incredible style. No other podcast explaining it now. This is the show of the dreams. Information for all.
I got to say, what does May and the word style have in common? Well, May brings the good. Weather-wise, style brings us something good we know is about us. And of course, tonight is Between the Ropes Radio Friday Night Live, May 22nd, 2020. I'm your boy, Ty Asbury. Now, me, I love style and pro wrestling. Of course, pro wrestling podcast. The reason the ChairShot.com and LuchaCentral.com have style because of this lady, my live guest tonight, the queen of soft style, Miss Miranda Morales. Here she is.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Ty.
How are you doing this on this rainy, crazy weather night? Well, you're in Arizona, so you're still in the mix of afternoon, I guess.
Yes, it's still in the mix of the afternoon. It's pretty sunny out here. It's probably in the 90s today. I haven't gone outside too much, but yeah, about 95. So not rainy here, but plenty of sunshine out in Arizona.
Yeah, and I'll probably ask this question so much. It's probably different for everybody who lives in Arizona. Like, is the heat like a heat that gets to your throat kind of heat? I mean, I've never been to Arizona, so I wanted to ask one of the experts.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah, speaking, I've grown up in some of the hottest places in Arizona, and you know, the ongoing joke is that it's a dry heat. It's not humid. So for some people, humidity, I know for me, when I go to a Florida, the weather like kind of sits on you. It's kind of like a weighs on you. But the best comparison I have, especially when it gets pretty hot in the high 90s, 100s, is that it's like a blow dryer in your face whenever you walk out. Every part of your body just feels the sun, and it's bearable. But for some people who aren't really used to having the sunshine constantly on you, it's definitely an adjustment that, you know, it takes. But, you know, I feel like I'm also very biased because it's almost all that I know. I don't know if I could live in any other type of climate.
Yeah, I'm more of just warm weather, you know, kind of person. Not nothing too crazy, nothing too, you know, it's just.
Yeah.
You know, you just want that nice, warm climate where you just sit back, glass of wine, and relaxing. So I can't talk about wine too much because I want to have a glass, but, you know.
Yeah, same. It is Friday night. I mean, it's now any time to have it, now is the time.
Yeah, because now the whole thing's on my mind. Like get your wine on. Get your wine on. Or
yeah, just a nice you know, glass of wine outdoors. Out here at night, it is beautiful. It is a little cooler. So the nights in Arizona are some of my favorites. The summer nights in particular remind me of just growing up as a kid. Like a lot of times, it was always too hot to actually do things during the day. So you would do some of your routine at night, whether it's going to the store or, you know, driving around or whatnot. So I actually am very fond of summer nights.
Yeah. Now, of course, Miss Miranda, you know, of course, the whole theme about Between the Ropes Radio tonight is about having style, and we know you have that. Now, of course, in terms of that, what are you going to bring to this show tonight in terms of style? What are you going to bring to this episode?
Oh, well, yes. I mean, for those of you who may not know, I am the queen of soft style. I enjoy the finer things in life, which includes, you know, soft style T-shirts. I know for some people that's not super fancy, but a soft style T-shirt can make wonders in your life. But I also feel like that's what I project in my podcast and ring announcing, you know, a little class, a little sass. And I hope that's what I bring to tonight's show.
You know, you really brought up a good point about like soft style T-shirts. And like I said, here on the show, we talk about anything, wrestling, stuff outside of wrestling, whatever makes us feel good, we talk about it here on the show. And one thing about me, if everybody's listening live, I'm sure, Have you ever worn like a shirt that's so uncomfortable, whether it's too tight or it's raggedy? That's the one thing I cannot stand is a shirt that just, you just want to just, okay, got to rip this off and go get a new shirt. I'm sure we've all had that problem.
Yes. I was actually just talking to someone about the idea they brought up, you know, what does it feel like when you buy something that you haven't tried on prior to and you bring it home and then you put it on and, you know, it's too tight or it's too loose or it's uncomfortable. And I've done that plenty of times. And I will, you know, in my head think, oh, it's because it was on sale. It was a good deal. It's such so pretty. And then when you try it on, it's the most uncomfortable thing in the world. So I've had that. But I will sometimes try to talk myself into keeping it if it was, you know, something that I really, really liked, but maybe didn't fit so well. But, you're absolutely right. Like, it makes it then hard to do anything else, to concentrate, to feel confident in what you're wearing. So sometimes you just got to cut your loss and, you know, take it off and put something else on.
I think the most thing probably difficult about that is, especially if it's a shirt of a wrestler that you used to love, one of our favorites, and the shirt's really old, and it's like, oh, I got to part ways with it. And usually I know we're all thinking, like, God damn it.
Yeah, I mean, those could be expensive too, and vintage is in, so whatever you could keep, I mean, is awesome to have. But I've gone through that as well, where there are shirts that just don't fit me anymore. Some I've outgrown, and so I keep them around for other uses, like to work out in. But yeah, especially if it's a, you know, a wrestler shirt, like you want to have it, you want to support them, but if you don't feel comfortable enough leaving the house wearing it, I don't know. Does it kind of defeat the purpose of having it?
Now, Ms. Miranda, you, of course, being the queen of Saw Style, the great podcaster, broadcaster that you are, you can say, Ty, you're right or you're wrong. Right now, at this very moment, are you thinking about something broadcast related to your shows? Because you have to, because that's in our blood and that's what we do. I mean, I know you're on the show live, but is there something on the side of your mind like, oh, I got to get this done for the show? Are you always thinking that 24/7?
Yes. Yeah. You stop reading my mind. No. Yeah, there's always things. I was actually on a call with one of my Greg DeMarco, who runs the chairshot.com, before this, and we were talking some podcast shop. We were talking a bit about our show. He helps actually also produce the Lucha Central Weekly show that drops every Friday. So we were talking about some modifications that we can make or things to think about for next week. And I think for me, I always think more about just how I project myself as a podcaster. And I think a lot of us who are in broadcasting do this, where we can be our own critic, our worst critic sometimes. So I constantly am evaluating, you know, what did I do during the show? What was good? What can I improve on? And trying to make those changes from there. So not only am I trying to work on, you know, content and building the flow of a show, but it's also then my own performance. And I feel like that's probably what I think about more than anything is, oh, I just didn't like the way I sounded on that, or, oh, I wish I would have said that differently, or, oh, I you know what, I like that. Let me see how we can incorporate it again. That's constantly running through my mind.
Now, do you, when you're preparing for a show and you're writing something out, it could be copy or anything for your guest, do you have something that you look at it and you're like, maybe I should add more to this, and then you write more to it, and then it's too choppy, and you're like, man, I should just left it the way it was. Has that ever happened to you?
Yes, actually, some of that was happening the other day. Yesterday on the Lucha Central Weekly podcast, we interviewed Willie Mack, X Division champion, you know, from Lucha Underground, really just a prestigious background, but also a real eclectic background in his training. A lot of it was in Lucha Libre, so I was trying to research and learn more about that while also working on the introduction and the outro. And it was specifically the introduction I was kind of stuck on, because he's had so many accomplishments, and I'm really trying to figure out, you know, how do I frame them while really focusing on what at least our show was wanting to hone in on the lucha side. So I will get stuck in my own head, as I call it, and I will write things over and over again, and it will sound too choppy or not enough, or I just will sometimes just doubt myself and my ability to just write something as simple as an intro, because I really just want to do whoever I'm talking to justice, especially wrestlers who have, you know, really awesome careers and jobs and work incredibly hard. Anytime that I do any intro, even as a ring announcer, my goal is to make sure I'm doing whoever I'm introducing the justice that they, you know, they deserve as an individual, as a character, and help project, you know, what they want out of, you know, who they are, whether it's relaying someone as a heel or face, or just, you know, letting people know all the cool things that a Willie Mack has done.
Now, you actually just talked about, of course, and I said it when I was actually planning to have you on the show, I was like, she does it all. I was like, how does she even get a freaking break? But, I mean, you're a ring announcer, backstage interviewer. I mean, you're doing the podcast thing. Now, you talked about how, like, getting better, you know, making sure your style is crisp. Has there been, like, new things that you wanted to add to your broadcast and resume, or are you okay with just the way it is? Because I think we always want to add something new to what we do in wrestling podcasting.
Yeah, that's a really good question, because now more than ever, there's always something more. There's always the next level to take it. And I actually hear that a lot. I do DDP yoga, so DDP always says that. There's always someplace else to go. And I think about that in, you know, just what is next or what I could do next, because that's also how you push yourself to be better at the things that you're already good at by exploring new roles and new opportunities. I think for me, the next thing is doing kind of more production or now at-home production because of the current situation, but doing kind of more video content, doing more opportunities where I'm presenting information to fans and viewers in video form outside of a live interview or ring announcing or even video podcasting is something that I want to explore more in, because I feel like that's how you can build a better connection with fans, when they can see you and they can see your expressions and they can see what you're wearing and all those types of things, and even where you do your work. I'm always fascinated by the backgrounds that other podcasters have around them, because it's an expression of who they are and who they are as a fan. And I have kind of an eclectic space around me anyways that I would like to kind of show that off. So that's kind of the next step that I want to venture into, is more video content.
And actually, from experience, I also do my other show. Of course, we all know the other show is Talk Between the Ropes, my other podcast that I do, and like we all talk about, we all have so many shows that we're trying to do, because you have LuchaCentral.com as well as, of course, TheChairShot.com, and I've just gotten into using Zoom for my other show, because I was using Skype,
yeah.
And, you know, God bless Skype, but I did a show the one time, and it came out pretty bad, so I was told, like, dude, you got to use Zoom. So I've been doing that for my podcast as of late for Talk Between the Ropes. So if you want to experiment, just I would give Zoom a shot.
Yeah. No, I definitely will heed those words, because even being able to listen to other people's experiences, just like yours, in video content, it helps, because then, you know, it will just save hopefully me a lot of time from, you know, troubleshooting and dealing with all, you know, all these technical issues that come. And it's hard too when you're in the middle of an interview when you have a technical issue, because it interrupts the flow, or, you know, can kind of just interrupt the everything that you've worked so hard to set up. So I will definitely check out Zoom.
Yeah, and we were talking about this not too long ago. You said when you're always looking for ways to get better in terms of how you present yourself to the wrestling fans. Now, was there a time where you came up with something for your broadcast and resume where it was so good, you was like, oh, damn, this is good, and you tried to give a shout-out and call everybody who works with you, and they were, like, sleep. This was, like, maybe you were up 11 o'clock at night, and you had something really good, but they were asleep, and you're probably like, damn it, has that happened?
Yes, yeah, there's definitely, I have some friends, people that I definitely trust that I will sound ideas off of, that it just happened at a random time or in a random place. And I'm trying to capture that in my head. And I'm like, oh, I wish I could, you know, reach out to so-and-so and see what they think of this. But I've also realized sometimes it's okay to sit on an idea for a little bit, because then it can marinate a little bit more, and then you can really think out some of the mechanics of it. Because I think too, it's also try not to let your eggs hatch, the chickens before they eggs hatch, or you know that analogy, you know, not to count your chickens before they hatch type of thing. So I've also started to learn that it's okay to let an idea kind of marinate a little bit and think about it before presenting it to someone, because then you may be able to kind of think about it more thoroughly, sort it out, and then present it in a more thorough process than just kind of bits and pieces. And then it kind of gets knocked down before it really has a chance to come up. But, you know, it's also, I mean, this industry itself, I mean, I've heard of people staying up all night. Some people work best at midnight. Some people work best at 6 in the morning. Some do it in the afternoon, too. So I know some of my friends best in some times of the day. So if I know I have something I really want to talk about, I know that there's, you know, at least one person who's up at some certain time of the day that I can reach out to be like, hey, I have an idea. Can I vet this by you?
Yeah, and of course, you know, if you have any idea, especially an idea of what you're doing tonight, I hope you're listening to Between the Ropes Radio with your boy Ty Asbury, my live guest from LuchaCentral.com, and of course, TheChairShot.com, the one and only Miss. She is the queen of Saw Style, Miss Miranda Morales. And also, as well, call in to 516-666-9868, as well as, too, we got this on Facebook. Of course, Miss Miranda is going to give away some merchandise to all of her fans. You see it on Facebook today. Answer that question on the final poster of tonight's episode of Between the Ropes Radio, because if you answer that, it's a good damn question. You'll be getting some merchandise sent to you. So we'll keep an eye on that too here on the episode of Between the Ropes Radio. And one thing I would bring up too is that we're all blessed in life. Anything that we do. And Miss Miranda, I know you are too. And your success stories are your podcast. And if you could finish this sentence, what are you blessed with for thechairshot.com?
It's a good question because there's a lot. Thechairshot.com came in a time when I actually really wasn't exploring a career as a podcaster. It started off as a one-off opportunity by coming on, at the time it was called The Greg DeMarco Show, with Greg DeMarco and Patrick O'Dowd as just kind of this one-off guest spot. And I had so much fun, and I really enjoyed being on the show with Patrick and Greg, that it just grew to a weekly thing. And once that got established, the idea of having my own podcast, the Hashtag Miranda Show, came about. And that was actually fairly intimidating, because when you have your own show, I mean, as you know, there's really no one to hide behind. It's your name. It's your programming that you develop. It's the concepts and the topics and the guests and all of that is on you. So to have an opportunity to be able to use that as a way to not only learn about broadcasting and podcasting, but, you know, to have ownership and development of your own brand was huge for me, more than I had ever expected. So I'm most grateful for them, because they gave me an opportunity to explore different roles and facets within pro wrestling and broadcasting, but also the ability to view myself as more than just a ring announcer, more as someone who can connect with fans, who connect with wrestlers, and ultimately have a brand myself.
Now, as far as LuchaCentral.com, is it the same exact way that you're blessed, same way with that show as well?
Yeah, that came about just through some of the reputation of TheChairShot.com as well, and I believe I owe so much to TheChairShot.com, just being able to get more opportunities and it being viewed as, you know, a reputable brand. That to me, I don't think I would have ever had any other opportunities pop up if it wasn't for The Chair Shot. And that was one of the reasons why they reached out to me, is that they knew I had experience with the chair shot. And for the shows they were pitching Lucha Central Weekly, they had two other co-hosts, Brandon Barr and Dusty Murphy, who were avid Lucha fans but didn't have a whole lot of experience in broadcasting. So for me to be able to come on to that role as more of the expert in that stunned me, because I do not consider myself an expert in any of that at all. But to be able to share that with the rest of the team and showcase my strength in that was a huge blessing. And it's been a lot of fun as well, because it's a whole other avenue within pro wrestling that I'm still learning about, but also I know doesn't get a lot of air time compared to, you know, more traditional pro wrestling and larger pro wrestling companies. So I'm also really happy to have the opportunity to delve more into this world, because also I'm Puerto Rican. So there are aspects about Lucha Libre that make sense to me just because of my heritage and background. But I never really knew and had the time to look at and explore. So for me, culturally, too, it's important to be somewhat of a voice for anyone in the Latino community who loves pro wrestling and wants to explore it and wants to know different aspects of it and avenues, because it's so awesome. Pro wrestling in general is awesome. And to be able to look at it from different perspectives and different facets, like, you know, Lucha Libre versus more traditional pro wrestling, there's a lot of cool parallels and differences. And a lot of that does come from the culture, the Spanish culture behind it. And I want to showcase that.
And like you said, too, the Spanish culture, I mean, everybody, you know, we're all different. People come from a different culture. And I think it all ties in, because there are so many podcasts out there where this podcast can relate to this type of people, you know, Spanish, African-American. It doesn't matter. But because there are so many podcasts out there now, you being a podcaster yourself, do you think that too many wrestling podcasts, do you think that's bad or is that good? Because this question comes up a lot.
Yeah, you're right. We were just talking about it, myself and Greg Marco, on my show. And I mean, I'm on three podcasts, so that should tell you a lot about podcasts. Yeah, that's a lot of shows to be on. And all of them just happened. It was just the way that the cookie crumbled in a way. But I mean, yes, but I also think that we live in a time where broadcasting and being a fan of something is so accessible to people. And it's one of the ways that they can share their fandom with people who live from all over the U.S. And there's some podcasts that have, you know, niche topics or niche themes, or do their own thing to stand out and provide a different perspective. I think that's because there's a huge diversity of wrestling fans as well. One thing it's been awesome for me to see, and I love when I see it, is more women in podcasting roles and actually, you know, running their own podcasts. That, to me, I think is still a fairly small population in the wrestling community, but I think that they are a growing fan base, and they have such interesting insight compared to some other podcasts, because, you know, the perceptions that women have sometimes about pro wrestling is very different than men. And it's not to say that it's wrong or right or anything. It's just that sometimes they view it differently. And I think it's awesome when you have a whole array of podcasts out there that hit different segments of fandoms. And that happens with almost anything, like, you know, podcasts related to movies, podcasts related to sports, podcasts related to health and wellness. And even within those, there are a lot, because there's a huge segment of people who identify or just relate to some people more than others. So, yeah, there's a lot out there, but I think it's also a good sign that there's a bigger fan base for pro wrestling, and there's more people out there who want to talk about it and share about their interest and love of pro wrestling. And I think as fans, that's ultimately what warms my heart and makes me happy to be a wrestling fan, is that I feel like every day there's more of us coming out, more of us growing.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And I think being a wrestling podcaster, I really strongly believe it's the way you do your things, how you present your product. Because one thing, I mean, I would think for all of us as being wrestling podcasters, we're all like a brotherhood. and kind of like looking out for each other. Some podcasters may feel differently, but the one thing I've learned and I'm blessed with is that I went to school for radio, and I think that if you want to be a wrestling podcaster, as far as presentation, how you speak, your voice, you got to have it down, because I'm pretty sure there are people out there that don't have that, that jump into podcasting. I think that's, it could be a problem, but some people may relate to that. But I always say my advice to people out there is that you got to kind of have that background and work on yourself, because you do it. I'm still doing it, but having that background, it helps.
Totally agree.
Now, of course, we also, this is the best part of the show. Now, this part of the show, Ms. Miranda, is that you got to put the thinking cap on. This is an out of the blue question. I know you want to say what everybody else says on the show when I answer this question. You're like, damn, that's a pretty good question. Now, I'm calling this segment deep thinking, dude. Like, damn, dude, that was a deep segment, deep question.
You already figured me out. That's exactly what I would have commented.
Now, so you ready for the question?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, let me boogie woogie on this one. Okay, Miranda Morales is on her first ever pay-per-view event. She's getting everything together from start to finish. What's the name of the pay-per-view going to be called, using the word style in it? What venue and who would be your broadcast partner?
Ooh. That's a good, you're right. Good question. I've never been great at booking, but I'm going to give it the good old college try, as they say. So the name of the event with the word style in it, I'm even going to theme this one, because I've watched a promotion that I've really liked watching over probably the past year, based out of England, is Pro Wrestling Eve, which is an all-women's rock and roll promotion. And I, like, it makes me feel like when I grow up, I want to be that cool, and I want to be a part of an all-women's promotion, because they're just so awesome. So I actually would be maybe Queens of Style. Would be the theme,
nice.
And it would be kind of an all-women's pay-per-view event, because why not? We don't have Evolution anymore, so I'm going to bring something to the masses. And my broadcast partner...
Ty Asbury. Excuse
you know,
me, I was kidding.
Yes, Ty Asbury. We'll have a three-man booth. So Ty would be there. You'd be doing some commentary. I mean, I feel like you would be great in, you know what? I think you probably could do both. I mean, you could do play-by-play or color, I feel like, because I feel like you got the personality and the sass to do color, but I mean, I know you know your stuff, so you could do play-by-play. One person I really like, in their role right now that, I think originally surprised me, but I've seen them just continuously help narrowing and tell good stories, is Beth Phoenix on NXT. She's such a good example of that transition from wrestling to commentator. And I also enjoyed Renee Young, because she's also really funny and really smart. And I just don't think that for the opportunity that she had on Raw was the best fit, because of how, from my understanding, allegedly, I don't know this, but how structured probably the commentary on Raw is compared to NXT. But I love her sense of humor. I love how smart that she is. And I would love to have it. Maybe we have four person booth. I'm not sure. I'm just adding people. But I think it's really by play-by-play, Beth Phoenix. I really enjoy listening to her, because she also catches to me too what I think about in commentary, as I've played around with it a few times, is picking up on the little details of what's happening in the ring, whether it's the facial expressions, the moveset, who's selling what. She picks up on that so well and is able to convey that to help tell the story. So she would be someone that I would definitely would want on the team. And there was a third question, and I just got carried away with it. Oh, the venue, right?
Yes.
Yes, the venue. I'm biased. You know, I live in Tucson, Arizona. I know there isn't a huge wrestling fan base out here, but I would love to do it in the Tucson Convention Center. And that place is near and dear to me, actually, because as people are celebrating graduations, I graduated from the Tucson Convention Center from college many years ago, and I've gone there for Comic-Con events and sporting events, and it's kind of near and dear to my heart. So if I could bus people in and bring people in, I would have it at the Tucson Convention Center.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's very rarely happens. You got a four-person booth with, like I said, you got the likes of Renee Young, Miranda Morales, and your boy Ty Asbury being like the lead color commentator. I just got goosebumps when you said that. So
yeah, you're like life goals, manifest these goals. We are manifesting things right now.
Well, of course, Miss Miranda, we are wrapping up this wonderful episode of Between the Ropes Radio, which we all know had style. So we want to know, your busy lady, what's up next for the queen of soft style?
Yes. So what's up next is just the podcast that I'm on. On a weekly basis, you can hear three podcasts that I'm on. Chair Shot Radio is released every Wednesday on thechairshot.com. That's with Greg DeMarco and Patrick O'Dowd. My show, the Hashtag Miranda Show, is released on Thursdays. And then Lucha Central Weekly, that's myself, Brendan Barr, Dusty Murphy. Those are released on Friday mornings. So all of that is out right now. Chairshot.com, LuchaCentral.com. You can also listen to them on all of your podcasting formats, so iTunes, Spotify, Podbay, Speaker, pretty much wherever you can find a podcast, they are all there. I'm still anticipating on the live scene what is meant to happen. I do work here in Arizona as a ring announcer, and right now we still aren't sure what the landscape looks like in order to have shows, but something that hopefully will remain in the books is Impact Zone Wrestling, IZW, in Tempe, Arizona, is holding the Grand Prix event Saturday, August 29th. You can go to IZ Wrestling on social media for more information. That may be the next time I'm announced live, but, I just hope everyone remains and continues to be safe. Wrestling will come back. I know it will, so I'm excited to see people live. But in the meantime, you can go to thechairshot.com and luchacentral.com to listen to the podcast I'm on.
Ladies and gentlemen, we talk about style and being the pretty much she's pretty much the center of mania of podcasting, one and only Miss Miranda Morales from, of course, luchacentral.com and thechairshot.com. Check out the one and only Miss Miranda Morales. And Miss Miranda, if you would be willing to come back on Between the Ropes Radio in the future, would you do it?
Absolutely. I had so much fun with you, Ty. It's been a big hoot and a pleasure to talk with you, and I would love to do it again.
Absolutely. I'd be all for it, too. And the biggest thing of all, Miss Miranda, is that be safe in this whole craziness. Be safe. Keep up the great work. We are all proud of you. And, hey, you're the queen of soft style. God bless, and hey, have a great, great holiday weekend.
You too. Thank you to everyone who's listening. Hope you all stay safe. Enjoy your holiday weekend. And you know what? Go ahead, treat yourself. Get yourself that glass of wine now.
And I'm gonna treat myself because it's Friday night. This is your boy Ty Asbury from Between the Ropes Radio. Me and Miss Miranda, we are out. Hey, everybody, stay blessed, stay safe, have a great night. This is your boy, Ty Asbury. Thank you for listening to this episode of Between the Ropes Radio. Tonight, Had Style with my guest, Miss Miranda Morales. I'm your boy, Ty Asbury. Have a great holiday weekend. I'm out of here.
The best podcast up here letting you know. Tyron Asbury here to take it over. Let the man speak as he hears. The break is over. We in the cold.